Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome our guest from the Pivot Podcast, Channing Crowder. Channing, what's going on, man?
What up, Toby? What up, B?
What up, brother, man? What's happening with you?
Man, I know I ain't on the phone with the Ring of Honor Super Bowl winning All Pro. I know you ain't called me.
Hey, we all call you, brother. We all call you. What's happening with you, man?
Appreciate y'all having me. Good, man. Down here in Miami hanging out.
What's happening with the Dolphins, bro?
Man, they trying to – the whole thing down here right now, the talk of it, is like the culture. Change the culture.
Uh-huh.
And what that really means, you know, y'all know. Like, they got to get up with the times. That cute run, you know, track meet, as we were calling it all them years, we're going to do this track meet. Man, you get with them Eagles, them Bills, them Ravens, them Lions, you know, the Commanders are starting to run this way, bro. You got to tighten up. So the culture change down here got to be getting bigger, nastier, and stronger in the trenches. That's why we drafted 1,000 pounds a man in the first 3 picks this season.
So, like they did talk about that, getting all these fast players and just throw it around. But when you do that, you forget that the other side of the ball, you got to stop people too.
Yeah, 100%, man. And they brought in Calais Campbell. That's why they drafted the big boy out of Michigan, Grant, in the first round.
Uh-huh.
And the fifth round, a big old fella out of Maryland, 320, 330, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's what they know. Like Calais Campbell, bro, at 37 years old last year, Calais Campbell could have been the team MVP
because he
did next to Zach Sealer. But now he went back to Arizona. And even the O-line, like, it was a graceful zone scheme and all this stuff. But we haven't been confident in the 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2 since 08 and the Wildcat when I was playing, to be honest. But we get in 3rd-and-1, and you usually with a team, you'd be like, 3rd-and-1, okay, what are we going to do on 1st-down? But we on the edge of our seats on 3rd-and-1 because we just weren't built like that since McDaniel's been here, but even in the past with Gase and different guys. So I just – as you see the teams that are having success, we had to – try to catch up with them physically and just, you know, be, you know, Toby, you got to have some nasty humor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have everybody that wants to go to Pilates. You got to have some dudes that drink beer and chicken wings after every practice. And, you know, just go out there and ball. We needed some of them dudes. We needed just some a little more nasty, a little more physicality on this team.
Let me ask you this question, though. You mentioned McDaniel. Like, a lot of times people talk about changing culture, and it's like trying to change how the players do things. Does that coach need to change his concepts a little bit?
He actually is.
All right.
So he's been, you know, I'm down here. I got a radio show down here. And we, you know, we talked to all the reporters. Like, he was, you know, giggling a lot and playing and telling jokes in the press conferences and like, oh, the locker room will kind of govern itself. And, you know, we're working together. We're friends. And now he's kind of putting the hoof down. He's getting a little more nasty, a little more snappy. a little more, you know, Dan Campbell is. You know the coaches I'm going to name.
Uh-huh.
A little more edge to him, a little more Sirianni. You know, the teams that are having success, he's getting a little more of that. My question will be, if I paint a horse white and black, is it still a horse or is it now a zebra?
Still a horse.
It's still a horse. So that's my question right now. And I honestly, as a human being, I really like Mike McDaniel. Interviewed him, talked to him a number of times. But can you change a culture in a 4-week, you know, what, 3-week mini camp? Yeah. Now we used to be in there forever. 3-week mini camps, and now two, you know, a month and a half of camp. Could you change a whole culture of a team and a whole approach to you? And the reports came out that guys were coming late. There was no accountability in the locker room. Where I tell it, it's not a. Everybody thinks, you know, everybody thinks in the locker room, like, you got to run up and beat up somebody to get them to do what you want. You got to have enough respect that you can walk up to a young player and say, bro, we don't come late on the Dolphins. We don't come to meetings late, period. And that's it. We don't have to fight in the bathroom. You just have to respect that guy enough. So that leadership, to go back to the other question, that leadership of who is going to, if McDaniels is changing his approach, what players are going to step up as those vocal leaders, as those OGs, as we like to call them, that are going to have the accountability in the locker room for what the coach is preaching.
Talking with Channing Crowder here on B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. What's going on with the two big stars of the team, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey?
Ramsey gone. He gone. Ramsey, you know. They make it sound good when they say mutually agreed to, you know, to part ways. I don't know. I know J. Ram. I ain't talked to him about it. But he's gone. He wants to go to whatever a contender is what it is. And Tyreek is, he's a new age athlete, man. They get emotional, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get emotional. He got upset in the last game. He didn't want to go back in the game and all that. Now he's trying to, you know, he's been in the media saying he wants to prove to his teammates he can get back to that 2,000-yard receiver and, you know, everything that he wants to do. I think Tyreek and Tua, I've seen Tyreek and Tua go for 2,000. I've seen Tua throw to Tyreek and make him number one player in the league, voted on by the players. So I think Reek can do very well down here. I think we're adding that physicality, adding a running game, you know, diversifying this offense from a track meet to, you know, to some butt kickers. Yeah. I clean up my language. I think that can help Reek getting some one-on-ones and the little bang eights and all the stuff they want to do. But Tyreek gets emotional in it. I think it amped up this year because of the arrest and then, you know, his numbers going down and then the final game of the season, like, it amped up. But Tyreek, since he's been here, he always throws a little something in the – when he came in here, he said Tua was better than Patrick Mahomes. Like, Reek likes to mess with the media and, you know, and then kind of egg on people. So that's kind of what he does. But I think he's going to come, and if they can add on to that crazy wide open, you know, 2.4 seconds out of the pocket stuff, if they can adjust back and go back and forth between, you know, whooping some, you know, showing embarrassing a grown man in front of his parents in the crowd, and also having a track meet, I think that'll help the team out a lot. But, yeah, Jay Ram's gone. I'm worried about the secondary. Cam Smith, Kader Kohu, probably guys you never heard about. There's names out there now with Jay Ram gone. They got to step up. I do believe they should bring in a veteran corner to hold down one side and let them other boys fight for the other side in that slot. But, yeah, those two guys, they weren't happy, but I think Tyreek will be happy. I think Tyreek will fall in line. But yeah, I think Jay Ram, I think I don't know, but he might want to get a timeshare somewhere because he ain't gonna be in Miami this year, I don't believe.
Hey, you had a chance to come up here last year. You and Ryan checked out the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. What are your thoughts on Jaden? And then we get to see you all in Madrid sometime in November.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know if I brought up the Commanders when I was naming off teams, because Dan Campbell he changed the lines around with that tough, like that, you uh-huh. know, that old school fighting. Like, what did bite the kneecap off when they stand back up, bite them in the mid, bite them in the thigh, all that stuff. So, bro, Dan Quinn, he's not as vocal like that about it. But I played for Dan Quinn in Miami back in the day. He was the D-line coach. I was a linebacker. I was in meetings with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn has that same football approach.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn is not no soft dude, man. Dan Quinn will fight in the alley. I don't know if people don't understand that. And that's the thing, that when you talk to him and see him, he ain't wear glasses back in the day. Now he puts his little bifocals on. He get a little older. But I think that culture, going back to something we talked about, Dan Quinn brought a culture in. All the guys he brought in, his coaching staff, I know a bunch of them, and they have that same thing. Like, yes, you're not allowed to say the word violence anymore in the NFL, and I understand. I respect CTE, the concussions. But there's a certain level of physicality, is what we have to call it now, that a team has to have to be successful. Yep. And it's the teams I brought up earlier: Eagles, Bills, Commanders, Ravens, Lions. Like, look at any team that's had success, and they have a level of physicality. Dan Campbell brought him in, and I know Jaden. I know his mom. I know his dad. I know, you know, we've had him on the show twice. Jaden is the real deal, bro. Jaden can play ball. Yeah. Y'all done got y'all. Y'all got y'all a little diamond in the rough. Or I don't know if he's in the rough. Hell, he went top three?
Yeah. Yeah. Number two. Yeah, number two overall.
I don't know if they're the top two rough, but.
Well, y'all got they y'all, find man. Out top two rough right now at Oakmont.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Ain't nobody shooting no good. Man, one under. But no, Jaden is special. And in Madrid, I played in the first international game against the Giants when I was on the Dolphins. And, bro, you're over there so early, it's another game, y'all. I'm not going to lie. You're over there so many days, it's just another football game. You get adjusted to the time change, adjusted to all that stuff. But it's the surface, because these are a lot of soccer stadiums, and soccer grass is different than football grass. Because I remember it was slick as hell, because them little tiny 114-pound soccer players, they want to slide around and jump over people and kick the ball and all. Man, you got a big boy out there about 360. He's sinking in the mud because it's just different. So I think my personal experience is that the international games, the only difference is if they get their surface right.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing I was going to ask you, is you go play overseas, and so you're saying you go over early, because some people are doing it a little bit differently where they don't go as long, or I don't exactly know how they're changing some stuff up, but you seem to think it's just go over there, play another game, and it's not anything out of the normal.
No, it really was. I mean, I think, Toby, I want to say we went over there on a Monday night and they played a Sunday. Like, hell, I could fly to the moon and play if I got 6 days to get ready. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah. Like you said, I know the Jags are doing a lot. The Jags are going over there a lot because, you know, Khan is thinking, you know, they were talking about having a dual season or whatever. But, yeah, if you go over there early enough, man, even the West Coast trips, if you go on that West Coast trip, that's why you see teams not going out on Friday instead of Saturday. Because if you can get a good night rest and then wake up, then go back to sleep, man, you a grown-ass man. Get tightened up and play football. How many days you really need to get ready to play football, yeah, man? Boy, go get your check.
But you notice, like, over there, you normally play on a soccer field.
Yeah.
They're flat. And the football fields are crowned. And it takes some adjustment with that, too.
That might be that drainage thing, but I just remember, and it wasn't sunny, it was like an overcast day. I just remember it being real, like, mucky and muddish more than catching. You know, like, we went out and warmed up, and I remember a number of people went in and put on screw-ins and got longer cleats, because we were out there, you know, we out there with normal Miami cleats, and we out there slipping on brakes, so we went in and changed it. So, yeah, the lore of it and all the excitement of it is there too. Cause you know, you're in another country and people yelling, they little voices are different when they yell, go Dolphins and all that. I guess, I don't know. I don't even know how to say go in Spanish, but I wish I did. But you're not in the United States.
Yeah.
But I would say the biggest thing I remember is the surface. Just the surface of playing. And you say it's not crowned, so that water ain't draining. It's not draining the same way.
There you go.
Because the soccer players, and I know I joked earlier, there is no 350-pound soccer players.
Not at all.
No.
They little bitty fellas. So yeah. They ain't tearing up that ground like a Key trailer was. Key, what was truck? Truck was 6'4", 282 or something. Woo. Like, truck is about to dig into this ground and go a foot deep.
Yep.
Yeah, no kidding.
As I was at Wembley when we went.
Talking with Channing Crowder here on B. Mitch and Finley, what's the feeling around Tua down there?
They, Yeah, man, listen, it's a cliche of Tua, and you have to say it. It's almost like when you're about to say something bad about a player, you got to say, oh, he's a great human, great father, great person. But he got his ass ran over. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to always preface it. Tua's thing is, bro, if Tua's healthy, that's the preface.
Yes.
Every time, because we all seen him. He's been knocked to sleep with the little curly hands on his chest, mm-hmm. like the bad concussion, twice on national TV. So if Tua's healthy, he is a top 10 quarterback. If Tua's healthy, look at his numbers, look at his release, look at his – just any number you want to look at, yards per reception, yards per catch, yards per throw. Oh, he is a top 10 numbers quarterback. He is extremely good – he's a pro bowler, pro bowl quarterback. But we sit there every time. If a blade of grass hits him in his leg, the whole Dolphin fan base takes a breath and pauses for a second. Because if he goes out, because like last year, but we went from 25 points something, 26 points a game with Tua. Tua went down. We got Skylar Thompson and Huntley and Tim Boyle, and we had all these. But we went to 11 points a game.
Wow.
I could score 11 points a game. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. If Tua's there, we have a very good chance. If Tua gets hurt, and now we have Zach Wilson, which I don't believe in him a lot. Quinn Ewers in the 7th round. We'll see what he is in the league. But if Tua's healthy, bro, I'm telling y'all, Tua is going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. If Tua gets hurt,
yeah,
I'm going into that game scared.
That's the thing that when you put that if in front of that, if he's healthy, that means a person gets hurt a lot. And that if would scare the hell out of me. Because how many more concussions before they just say, no, we can't do it no more?
That's the thing. And it's on Tua. And he come out and said, like, even after the last one, the Buffalo Bills game, I think it was, with the little hands and he's shaking on the ground and his toes are curled up over top of each other.
Yep.
And he's like, no, I love football. I'm going to play football. You know, you know what they got to say. I'm going to all the top brain doctors in the world, and they're, you know, checking me out and all, which they should. But it's really on Tua. That's what everybody was saying. Will the NFL shut him down? Will this person shut him down? Man, I know some dudes used to get knocked out daily.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that those little black lights, when you get hit and those little black bumblebees, the little gnats that you see and you got to blink your eyes twice and it kind of goes away, or you go hit somebody,
yeah.
And you can't, it's like you're looking out of a straw and then the world opens up to you.
Yeah.
They said those were all concussions.
Yeah.
So people ask me how many concussions I had, fellas. I say by thousands. I don't know. The little tunnel vision. If tunnel vision was a concussion, I got tunnel vision twice a practice. So that's the thing. That's the thing that you have to deal with. And it's all on Tua moving forward, but he is gung-ho. He loves this game. You know, I know a bunch of players. They love him. You know, he's all into it. And, again, if he stays healthy, that's the top phrase for Tua Tagovailoa.
Is it playoffs or bust, kind of where if they don't make the playoffs, McDaniels may be done and maybe they have to reevaluate Tua and all these things? Is that kind of where it is, assuming health like we're talking about with Tua? Is it kind of where it is?
You know what? I believe it's win a playoff game.
Mm.
It's not just playoffs. We went to I think Adam Gase took us to the playoffs. Like, but we haven't won a playoff game in 20 years or something crazy like that.
Damn.
So you got to win a playoff game right now. And that's where I think McDaniels is. And it's funny because Chris Greer's there. McDaniels just re-signed a contract. Tua just got the big, you know, $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
Are they attached? This is something that I even talk about and ask people. Are those guys attached? Because he's buying the groceries, he's making the meal, and Tua is the groceries. So are those three guys attached? Could they get rid of McDaniels, bring somebody else in for Tua? Could Chris Greer get fired without McDaniels getting fired? But I think I would say, to answer your question and just simply, if they don't go to the playoffs, a lot of people are getting fired.
Mm.
They have to win a playoff game for everybody to have job security.
Channing, appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate
we'll see you in Madrid.
Man. Oh, look, I'm going over there. Zach Thomas is doing a whole thing with a travel company and like a Dolphin fan base, like a Dolphin fan group. So I'm going to Madrid with Zach Thomas. Me and my wife, his wife. Yeah, so ZT will be over there.
I'll see you over there, dog.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, man, we'll be over there. Zach's still crazy as hell, man.
Well, most linebackers are crazy.
Bro, I was with Zach this weekend. I said, damn, you ain't calmed down yet? What's wrong with you? I appreciate y'all, fellas.
I appreciate it, Channon.
Thank you, man.
That's Channon Crowder of the Pivot Podcast. Always great to chat with him. Oh, always the life of the party. We'll continue talking about the Commanders, and DQ gave some guys that impressed him at minicamp. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday here on The Fan. It's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth. Love throughout the DMV. And B. Mitch and Finley is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits or rebates. R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
Dan Quinn talked at minicamp, a couple of guys that stood out to him. Debo was one of them, but I want to hear from Dan Quinn and what he had to say about Debo and some other guys as well. Here's DQ out of minicamp.
A number of them, honestly. Debo, I think, has been very impressive to me for maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle that you spend so much time, how are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here, like how fast he is. And so sometimes when you're playing against a receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better be on top of him. With him so many times was there was so many, you know, run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how would you go about it? And then I can remember one time, like he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. So that, it didn't surprise me, but it was like, maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily reminded like he's one of the fastest players on the team.
And I think that's interesting hearing him talk about that with Debo, where sometimes you do forget that this guy can still scoot a little bit. I know some video was going around on Twitter and Commanders fans were or maybe not even Commanders fans, more so people around the NFL were kind of clowning.
Haters were.
Yeah, saying, oh, he looks slow, he looks out of shape,
because
all this different stuff.
It was an install program, install period, where they were just jogging
through the route. Yeah.
And that shows you how absolutely stupid some people really are.
Yeah, 100%. And maybe they're just trying to troll, but regardless.
Well, they got me a chance to call them stupid.
George Kittle even came to Debo's defense saying, look, man, he's not slow. This dude works, and he's in shape, and he's going to be fine. But, you know, I think when you look at the way that they're going to use him this year, we talked about this yesterday. I think he's going to open up so much for this offense by his ability to get those screens on the outside, those bubbles, those simple smoke screens, and he's going to be able to take them the distance just because of that physicality. And I think sometimes people forget, you know, he's a wide receiver by trade, but his body type isn't a wide receiver. I think that's sometimes what throws people off with, you know, Dan Quinn's talking about the physicality, and so he forgets about the speed. And then some people focus on the speed, forget about the physicality, or they look at him and think that he's fat or whatever the issue may be.
Man, listen. People got a lot of complaints about stuff. I've heard Nikki yesterday with us say how fast he was. I heard Dan Quinn say how fast he is. I watched him myself when he was running out there. Talked to other players, and they talk about how fast he is. But somebody took a video of a man jogging in an install period, and everybody's trying to say the man is slow and fat. That's how stupid. That's what I hate about the social media world, you know. And sometimes the people that put the videos out, you got to put some context with it, and you can alleviate some of the stupidity.
Sure.
And that's media people.
Sure. You also know who looks slow in a jog through? Everybody. It's a jog through for a reason. Yeah. There were some other names that he threw out there as well. It wasn't necessarily in this clip, but there were some other names that he threw out in an earlier presser, and he was talking about some of the younger guys. We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Nikki. But Ben Sinnott was a name that he mentioned that kind of stood out. Jordan McGee is someone that stood out. I want to start with Sinnott, though. He's got a big chance to take a step forward this year as the second tight end. You know, I don't know that anyone expected Zach Ertz to have the season that he had last year, where you brought in a wily vet who felt like he was on the last leg of his career, might be the last year of his career, and he came in, and he was so reliable, so good. He was out there for all the games. He was very impressive. So having Ben Sinnott not have as impressive a rookie season as maybe you'd expect was just fine. But you need this guy to kind of step into a role. Nikki said that he looks bigger this year, which I think just from seeing him last year in training camp, I think he could have afforded to add a little bit of muscle, put on a little bit of bulk. And so doing that this offseason, I think, is going to help him. But
they went through a NFL weight program.
Yeah.
Everybody looked bigger when they got back this year.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody looked smaller unless it was a big man that they told they got to lose a little bit.
And sometimes people forget, like, that process of going from college to the combine, to the draft, to your first season, there's so much going on that it's not as if there's tons of time to do some of the stuff that maybe you'd like to. Right? There's so much going on. Not to say that you can't get better.
Yeah.
But if he needed to bulk up, that's not something you do before you run a 40, right? Like,
well, I came into this thing at 198 pounds. I played my first year at 202. The next year, I was 209.
So you have that time then to put some of that work in.
The following year, I was 216.
Yeah.
The 40 time did not go anywhere. It was still there or got a little better because I became stronger. And instead of gaining the 4 pounds early, then the next 7 pounds, and then the next 7 pounds again, it wasn't fat. It was put on the right way.
Yeah.
And you can pick speed up too because you get stronger, you get old. Like when you get older, and you get into you're coming in like 21, 22, you start hitting 23, 24, 25, you can really, really improve your speed.
Yeah, you start getting some of that grown man strength, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And it helped out.
I think with Sinnott, that's going to be huge for him this season to kind of take a step forward because he didn't do a whole lot last year. I think he was one of those unsung guys that could play his role as a blocker at times, but I think you could see him really take a step forward this year. And if that's the case, then you could have another weapon on the offensive side. Because I think for me, with when you look at the offense with the tight end position and Zach Ertz, I think what Zach Ertz does well is he's that savvy veteran that's kind of always open in that 5 to 10 yard range in the middle of the field.
Uh-huh.
I think with Sinnott, you saw it in the preseason last year, he maybe isn't as savvy a route runner, but he's someone that can be dynamic after the catch.
Dynamic after the catch. He can block. He played great special teams. I think what a lot of guys have to understand, this game is not necessarily always being the fastest or whatever. It's been the savviest. If you can run straight 10 yards and you hook and the linebacker's inside, you're not getting the ball thrown to you. But if you pivot and slide outside, the quarterback throws the ball on the outside shoulder away from that linebacker. Just little things like that. But when a guy knows I'm running a 10, 12-yard hook route, he normally goes full speed down the field, hooks inside. They don't even know where the linebacker is just yet. You know, but as you get older, like we watched last year with Zach Ertz, the touchdown that they threw to him that was down, he ran, he got up on top of him, and Jaden threw it down for him to go get it. But when he went to turn, he put that linebacker, when he turned around, on that outside shoulder, ball thrown to the inside. He was covered, but he threw him open. The other, like a younger a tight end would go there, the linebacker's that tight, and they'll just give up because they know the ball's not going to come.
Yeah.
They don't expect it to come.
They're going to do what's drawn up, but you got to learn some of those little intricacies. And so I think having a Zach Ertz around with Sinnott is definitely going to help him, and I think you see him take a big step this year. The other guy that was mentioned was Jordan McGee. And I'm interested to see how much more he can be involved in the defense this year because
they're giving him a chance.
I think they like these fast linebackers. Look at some of the guys that they brought in. Now, Bobby Wagner is the wily vet. You wouldn't necessarily classify him as like a speedy linebacker, even when he was at his best. He was a traditional Mike linebacker versus an undersized guy. I don't know that McGee is super undersized, but he's kind of fits that mold of the modern linebacker that can scoot a little bit more than in the past, right? He's someone that maybe is like that hybrid linebacker safety type. I think they had big plans for him last year before he got injured. And I think this year coming in with more knowledge, having been around the facility, even though he didn't play as much, I think they have big plans for him again this year.
When you see a coaching staff kind of like wait around for a guy to be healthy and come back, it tells you what they already think about him. So he's shown them already his capabilities. And you think about the linebacker. Okay, London Fletcher. London, what, 5'10"? 5'11"? 5'10 and a half? And wasn't the biggest guy, but all he did was make plays. And you watch guys now, like the Bobby Wagner size as well, they just know where to be quickly. I mentioned a story the other day talking about Matt Millen. Matt was the slowest linebacker I've seen in my life. Dude made every damn play.
Yeah.
Because he was so damn intelligent, so savvy, so smart, that he was moving before you even snapped the ball because he knew where you were going. And I think that's what the thing, like the guys like McGee and all of them have, is being around Bobby Wagner is going to help those guys out a lot too.
No question about it.
That dude, he's a coach on the football field.
No question about it. He knows the little ins and outs that can help you get that extra step like you're talking about. And I think the other thing, when you look at the last couple of draft classes that they've had, and specifically last year, because they traded away a lot of picks, that was maybe one gripe that I had with some of the ways that they went about it, is they didn't have a ton of picks in this year's draft. I feel like they nailed this year's draft. But last year's draft, they had some extra picks. And when you look at it now, Jaden obviously home run. Johnny Newton, you still need to see some more in year two. But you feel
he's
good
shown
about
some, he's shown some great capabilities already.
And you feel good about him as your defensive tackle, right, in the interior in the future. Mike Sammer still, we've talked plenty about him.
I love Mikey.
Ben Sinnott, if he can take a step forward, by the way, I think this is part of the issue that we've run into with some of the modern way that football's talked about. Remember, tight end used to be a position that took 2 to 3 years to integrate into the NFL. He's taken in the second round, I get it, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Right? And so give him a little bit of time. We'll see if he can get into it. Brandon Coleman, third-round pick, ends up starting all your games at left tackle. Impressive. Now he's going to be a stud left guard for you. Great. Luke McCaffrey in the third round, see if he can get on the field. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Jordan McGee, a fifth rounder. Dominique Hampton, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. All these guys made the roster.
Yeah.
How often does that happen when you make many picks and you get all those guys on the roster? Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of why when you look at this year and next year with the draft classes, they feel really good about what they did last year. And I think hopefully this year you'll see some of these guys that maybe we didn't see enough Luke McCaffrey for some people's liking, or Jordan McGee was obviously injured, or Sinnott. I think you might see some of that this year, and you'll be a little happier.
Like, we were looking for who they were going to add. Hell, they got people from the draft last year that should be able to step up and give you something this year.
There's a crazy situation going on with a first-round pick in Cincinnati, Shamar Stewart. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control over your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance, perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. That's Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today. B. Mitch, I want to get your thoughts on this because there's a crazy situation out in Cincinnati. And their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, has not participated in their offseason program at all. He was at mandatory minicamp, then left early. He hasn't participated in anything. He hasn't been signed to a contract yet. And the reason being is there's a crazy clause in there that the Cincinnati Bengals have never thrown in any of their contracts for first-round picks that essentially, believe it was Jonathan Jones or someone of CBS had laid out, saw it on TikTok last night, basically saying that if there was ever a time that he got suspended or anything like that, that all of his guarantees for the rest of the contract would void.
No, I wouldn't sign that.
Well, and that's why he has not signed yet.
And he shouldn't sign it.
So what the heck is Cincinnati doing?
Well, what they're trying to do, if they felt there was something about him, why did you draft him?
Exactly right.
Okay? Now you draft him, that contract right there, that way will never get signed.
And it shouldn't,
No, because guarantees are guarantees. And you draft them at that position because they get that money at that position. But the ultimate thing is they're trying to protect themselves because let's be real now, they're cash strapped after they sign their both two receivers this offseason.
But that doesn't mean you get to treat your guys that you draft wrong.
That they're trying, but you know what? I'm glad his agent is not accepting it and saying, you know what, we're not doing it.
But here's how stupid to me the Cincinnati Bengals are for this. Because initially, the way that it always works is people side with the team. And then you see what comes out, and I think just about everybody is now on the side of the player, as they should be. But Cincinnati's stupid to me, because what was the number one thing that we talked about when Shamar Stewart was coming out of the draft? Because there's a potential Washington would have drafted him. Mm-hmm. He's raw. He needs work. How the heck is he supposed to get work when you won't sign him to a contract?
Hey, you're trying to make the contract all beneficial to the team.
And that's not how it works.
That's not happening, dog. You got to go into. First of all, the last thing you want to do is start your first round draft pick the first year he's around you as if you're against him, and that's what they seem to be doing to me.
I just don't understand why
they've been cheap for years, though. But
Sure they have. I mean, there's a reason they frustrate all of their star players.
Yeah,
you even now have a rookie. I mean, what's to make you think that? Imagine Shamar Stewart now turns into the best defensive end in the league. You think there's any chance he's re-signing with Cincinnati?
Well, the way they got this old screwed up.
No chance.
Sad crap.
I just don't get why in the world Cincinnati would do this, where you've got a guy who's super talented, but you need to work with him. You need to work on his technique and all this stuff.
If you ever get suspended or something. No. If I get suspended for murdering somebody, I understand. I'm probably not going to get my money in. But don't just say if I ever get suspended for something.
Yeah. Because you can
be defending yourself and get suspended.
You could have something on the field you get suspended for.
Nah, man. Nah, that's BS.
And that's where I think Cincinnati, I don't get what they're doing. I mean, Trey Hendrickson.
They're doing what they've always done. They've always been stupid.
Trey Hendrickson, what are they doing with him? I still have no idea who he's playing for this season.
When you see a team and they have multiple issues with multiple players, it just shows you who's the problem.
So,
the common denominator, the team.
Shamar Stewart said, quote, in my case, I'm 100% right. He basically was saying that Hendrickson, 99% right, but he's at least a little bit wrong because he's technically under contract. He's saying, in my case, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing that's never been done before, but in the team's case, y'all just want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion. I mean, that's tough coming from a kid that's never played, but you can't blame him either.
Hey, some kids are smart these days. They know what the hell they're talking about.
Also, did you hear this the other day that Rooster was talking about this? I wish we could have had him on here, but Rooster was talking about Y apostrophe A-L-L, which we all know is?
Y'all.
You know how he was saying it?
What did he say?
Y'all.
Y'all. Really?
Landfill, did you hear this the other day where Rooster came in and was how do you say Y apostrophe A-L-L?
Y'all.
Y'all. And he's like, oh, I thought it was y'all.
What an idiot.
He said he was reading quotes from Shamar Stewart, and he kept reading it on air.
I wouldn't invite him to eat crabs.
How do you not know y'all when you read it?
Well, you know, that's from New York somewhere. I ain't from New York.
Right, Jeff? I mean, how the heck do you mess up y'all?
Do Rooster know it's two words? Like, yeah. Do he at least know that much?
He wants to still say you all, I guess. Y'all is you all.
Yeah, it's y'all.
And I guess he's still trying to do y'all.
I don't get what he was doing. But
sound like he's glitching while he's talking. Y'all. Yo, hello, y'all. What?
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I don't understand how in the world you can't read y'all. But regardless, I think all of y'all are on – Shamar Stewart's side on this one. This is ridiculous. Cincinnati has to figure this out. I mean, and you end up in a bad spot where I think technically if you just sat out, he could re-enter the draft next year. I don't think he wants to do that.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he wants to do that. But regardless, whatever it is, this is just a bad look.
They drafted him. I mean, you need to do this thing in good. What's the word?
Good faith.
Good faith. Yeah, they need to be trying to do a contract. That's not good faith to me.
They definitely aren't. Because you're playing hardball with the kid.
And if he had a history of always being in trouble, I understand. But if he doesn't, that's not nothing you're going to put in there.
So I'm looking here. CBS is saying he apparently is coming in with money. Maybe it's from NIL. So he can afford to play this out a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, that's also another reason why they try to screw with people like that. Listen, man, nobody messes with you when they feel you don't necessarily need them, then they got to try to prove a point to you.
So here's what it says, according to CBS Sports. He could either re-enter the NFL draft. If he doesn't sign a contract and doesn't play at all, he could re-enter the draft in 2026. I don't believe the Bengals get any compensation back for him. Or he could ask for a trade.
Well, if that's the case where he can re-enter the draft and he got some money, can he go back to college?
I don't think he can go back to college, no.
Why not?
I think once you declare your eligibility for the NFL draft and you stay in the NFL draft, I think you lose all your college eligibility.
Yeah, but I thought all this used to be based on if you took money and stuff. You can take money these days, so he could probably go back.
I have no idea. I don't think he can go back to college.
I wish he could. I'd go back and give me some money and I have money.
Regardless, this is a terrible look for the Cincinnati Bengals. They got to get
this
thing figured out.
Cincinnati Bengals, what you expect?
It's true. It is the Cincinnati Bengals.
The only thing
they
did good was draft Joe Burrow. they're getting him beat.
They got lucky. They got lucky with him because he could have asked to leave too. 800-636-1067. We'll open the phone lines next. It is a Friday staple. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. Hop in, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.